Basically, what we're after is to look at how the candidates, both Democrat and Republican, are framing constitutional issues and talking about issues in such a way that they adhere to the values and the meaning of the Constitution.
We're hearing from a lot of the Republican candidates, obviously Republican candidates talk about liberty a lot, and when they do, they generally talk about freedom from government regulation and taxation. Is that the way the ACLU defines liberty?
No, I mean, I think what we are looking for is not so much, I mean, that's one way you can look at liberty, but what we are looking for is in terms of upholding our fundamental freedoms, the ones that we look for in the Bill of Rights as our touchstones for how we live our lives. And too often, especially since 9/11, those rights have been either disregarded or interpreted in ways that potentially are very dangerous. Just because there is a perceived threat or even a real threat, we do not have to throw away our freedoms to respond to those threats. We can be safe and we can be free.
Let's talk about some specific candidates. I guess we could take the two current front runners, Newt Gingrich and Mitt Romney. How do they compare?
Well, they in some ways are very similar. Now, I should point out that the ACLU is a nonpartisan organization. We neither endorse nor condemn any particular candidate who is running for president, but we will look at their positions and look at them that way. But Gingrich and Romney, for example, have very similar positions on enhanced interrogation and waterboarding. And they also seem to have no problem with extrajudicial killings like the drone attack on Al-Awlaki in Yemen. Why they would think that it's okay to kill a U.S. citizen without due process of being tried in a criminal court, they have yet to really fully articulate. And we have a big problem with that.
We're in a contested Republican primary, so we've been talking about the GOP, but your project also takes on Democrats. What's your assessment of the Obama administration?
Well, in some ways, the administration has done some good things in terms of outlawing torture and enhanced interrogation and waterboarding, but in other aspects, they have come up short. One of the first things that President Obama did when he took office was to issue an executive order to take steps toward closing Guantanamo. Well, we all know that that is not happening, and the administration has taken no affirmative steps toward making that happening. The administration has also come up short in terms of indefinite detentions and detentions without charges, without trial. And this is also something the president said that he would address.
I mean, what do you say to people who say, look, you know, I'm not concerned with this. I don't care about that.
The response would be, where do you stop? If you say, well, I'm willing to give up this freedom, then are you willing to give up an additional freedom and more and more and more until you have nothing left? And we can't pick and choose which freedoms are okay, which ones are okay to put aside for the time being, because I think history shows that once you start tinkering with that, there's no going back.